It may seem a bit early for Bloomington Normal Schools to hold graduation during the Memorial Day weekend, but for at least two Twin Cities students who will be donning cap and gown, graduation comes especially early. GLT's Eric Stock introduces us to two go-getters who finished their classes a year ahead of their classmates.
Campbell Albaugh from Normal West High School and Taylor Harper of Bloomington High School are both able to graduate early. I want to know how you both were able to do that, but we'll start with you, Campbell. Why did you decide to move on after high school a year early?
Well, my main reason was that I know after high school I'm going to college and I'd like to eventually get my doctorate, so I knew I'd have a lot of college coming up after that, so I figured I'd just get a head start on that.
And Taylor, how about you?
I wasn't finding a lot of my classes stimulating. I was getting tired of doing the same thing over and over, and I wanted a change of pace.
How are you both able to make this happen? That has to be a pretty demanding schedule, right?
Yeah, what I had to do is I had to take three extra classes each semester. I took first semester, I took them online at Illinois Virtual Schooling, and they were fairly easy. And then second semester, I did it through a place in town near the Coliseum called RAS, Regional Alternative Schooling, and it was just pretty straight to the point. I just went into my counselor, and she helped me get it all set up.
And Taylor, how much of a challenge was it for you to be able to get this work done a year early?
I actually didn't have a hard time doing it. I took four classes before high school. I took math early and a foreign language. So when I hit high school, I didn't have to take as many math classes, which allowed me to double up on English this year.
What were some of the classes that you felt maybe not sufficiently challenged, or was it all of them? Taylor?
I wasn't feeling particularly challenged in my English classes or a lot of my science classes. Even the AP classes didn't provide me with what I felt was a lot of challenge.
Now let's take a look at what you have next. You're both 17 years old. Now, Campbell, we understand that you're going to Ball State for exercise science and physical therapy.
Yes.
Explain what you look to do with that.
Well, I'd like to just get 4 years there. I actually looked into getting that done in 3 years, but it doesn't seem like that's quite a possibility. What I'll be doing is I'll get that, and then I'll go on, like I said, to eventually get my doctorate. And I'd like to work in pediatric physical therapy or become a sports trainer. I know with Ball State, they have a really cool program where you could intern with the Pacers, which would be a really good in for that. And long term, I'd like to open my own practice.
And Ball State in Muncie, Indiana, not too far away from Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor, you'll be studying forensic science at George Mason University in Virginia. What do you see yourself doing?
I see myself going into either law enforcement or the federal level of analyzing objects that come from crime scenes to figure out what happened.
So you're going to be sort of like Abby from NCIS?
Yeah.
So you're a fan of the show?
Yes.
I imagine so. Is that what drew you to this, or were there other elements?
I wanted to do something with science, but I didn't want it to be all the time over and over like analyzing chemical compounds just by themselves. I wanted something that would actually make a difference in the world.
Well, you get to start a year early on college, and Campbell, you talked about trying to get out in 3 years. I guess it's a little bit different than when I went to school, and not that it was that long ago, but after high school, you planned for 4 years of college, and then you moved into your career about 21, 22 years old. But it seems like a lot of those same careers, 4 years will not be enough. You are now getting advanced degrees, perhaps getting your master's or your doctorate in some cases, and you're looking at a considerable length of school time, and both of you are looking at this with the careers that you're pursuing. Did that factor into this decision to graduate high school early to be able to limit the amount of time that you're going to be spending in the classroom in the future?
That definitely did have a factor for me, at least. I know I was just ready to get a head start on that, and right now it looks like it's going to take me 8 years, but I'm trying to see if there's any way I could get out in 7 or maybe less.
And Taylor?
It's similar for me. I would like to get an advanced degree, and possibly doing it in a lesser amount of time would be great.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Campbell Albaugh from Normal West High School and Taylor Harper from Bloomington High School. Both are going to be graduating this weekend, 1 year ahead of schedule. There are clearly benefits to leaving school early. I imagine there could be a financial benefit. Certainly, you're going to be in position to start making money earlier, paying off those student loans. Were finances a possible factor in either of your decisions from your standpoint or your family's standpoint?
I know it's definitely something I looked at. Student loans just keep getting more and more expensive, and I figured there was no reason to wait a year and let the prices keep going up, so I figured I'd just get started now.
And Taylor?
Student loans, getting them paid off is a major factor for me. I have two brothers who also will have to go to school or already are in school, and they have student debt, so my family can't pay for all of it. So if I can go to school in the least amount of time or get out early, then it'll be very beneficial.
One of the potential drawbacks to leaving early is the friends you make at school you may not see much of after school, especially in your cases because you're moving out of state. Did that make the decision more difficult?
It wasn't too challenging for me. I've been in marching band throughout all of high school, and so you just kind of become friends with whoever's there, and a lot of my friends are actually seniors this year, so it was kind of easier for me.
And Taylor?
I didn't find it very hard to leave a lot of my friends, especially since I have a lot of friends who are seniors, so they will be moving off to college as well, and none of us are going to be in the same area, so it wasn't too bad.
What kind of feedback have you had from friends about you doing this, about this accelerated plan to move on from high school? Would you recommend anyone else trying it?
I've had a lot of positive feedback from my friends. They're amazed that I was able to do something like this, and a lot of them just see it as a big challenge I was able to overcome. And I would suggest it to some people, but not everybody. And if you're going to do it, I'd suggest starting classes your freshman year. That way you don't have to do it all at once. It'd be more of a progressive thing.
And Taylor?
I think a lot of my friends have agreed with me that graduating early is a wonderful idea, but a lot of them struggle with the idea of leaving everybody behind so early. I have quite a few friends who were able to graduate early along with me if they wanted to, but they felt that doing another year would have boosted both their college admissions possibilities and kept them with their friends and been able to participate in their activities longer.
And I wonder what your parents think, because in one sense they might like the financial advantages of you being able to move on, but many parents sort of dread the day where their child leaves home and goes off to school. And in your case, you're both doing it a year earlier. So what were those conversations with your parents like?
It was actually pretty interesting. I first got the idea from my mom because she said it in passing at one point, like, if you did this and this, you could graduate this year. And so I just kind of pushed it aside, didn't think about it. And once I really decided, they just wanted to make sure that I was sure about it and they were going to be fully supportive. And just with how long this year has been with all of the classes and just everything that's happened, my parents have gotten to a point where they're just like, it feels like it's time.
All right, Taylor, how about your parents?
Well, I mentioned it in passing my freshman year of high school that I wanted to graduate early, and I showed them like I could do it, and they were like, no, you shouldn't do that. But then it came on my sophomore year, and I was planning my classes for my junior year, and it worked out that I had a lot of friends who were leaving, and I didn't want to stay around and be left behind without them. So I managed to convince my counselor that it was a great idea, and she helped me convince my parents.
So it was an easy sell after that.
Yeah.
And when, from what I understand, Taylor, you had lost your father to a brain aneurysm when you were in the seventh grade. I know junior high can be a very challenging time, even in a perfect circumstance. But with a sudden loss of a loved one, trying to manage that as well, how were you able to stay on track academically and in every other way as well while coping with the loss of your father?
It definitely was hard first coming off it. It happened in December, so I took like a week off from school, and then I came back and I didn't tell any of my friends what happened. My teachers all knew. But then I had all of winter break, and then when I got back in the spring semester, I just kind of put myself into my classes to kind of forget it, like not forget, but to try and get over it. And then it felt like he was pushing me forward later. Just, I wanted to do my best because I knew he would have been proud of me.
And you'll be thinking about him this weekend, I'm sure, on graduation. And this is Sound Ideas with two early graduates graduating from high school a year early, Taylor Harper of Bloomington High School, Campbell Albaugh from Normal West High School. And aside from the academics that you both excelled in, you're involved in many other activities. Taylor with soccer, Campbell, as you mentioned, with the band. How have you managed to juggle all that? You know, sometimes when you're in school, time management can be a challenge. So how have you been able to juggle all that and still be successful on an accelerated academic schedule?
It's actually been a little challenging, but it's made it a little easier because when you have this more weighted academic schedule and all of these activities, you have to be more diligent about time management. So at the start, I was a little rough with it, and then I realized I really had to be on it. And so it's helped me become more consistent with when I do certain things. And so it's just helped me prepare more.
That sounds easy, but easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
All right, Taylor.
It's definitely a lot easier to figure out how to time manage when you have, like, I have a sport, and if I don't keep my grades up, I can't play. So you have to definitely figure out how to time manage in order to not let down your team or yourself, because you want to do your best.
What will you be thinking of as you take the arena stage this weekend and prepare for your final days at high school to be over?
Really, I'll just be mainly thinking about relaxing this summer. With band, we always have the summers full, so it's kind of like a summer off in a sense. I'll be just thinking about what's coming ahead of me and just moving forward and doing my best.
Okay, and Taylor?
I'll definitely be thinking of my family. A lot of them are coming to see me as I am going away, but I get to take care of my brother all summer, and he's kind of sad that I'm leaving, but I definitely know that they're proud of me.
Well, it's good that you get to spend some extra time with him here over the next few weeks. Any advice that you would offer a classmate or friend or sibling that may say, I'd like to try that to get on with college a year early? What advice would you offer them that would make it possible for them to do?
I'd really just say, don't burn out. I know I had a few weekends where I worked really, really hard, and then I just lose momentum the coming week. And it was just try and be more steady with it and don't put stuff off. Just remember in the middle that there is an end and you just have to keep working.
And Taylor?
Definitely start thinking about it early. If you want to reach the point where you can graduate from high school early, don't force yourself to like get over involved in your classes, because you will burn out. Try to spread it all out. Don't procrastinate.
That's Taylor Harper of Bloomington High School and Campbell Albaugh of Normal West School with GLT's Eric Stock. Normal West and Normal Community are holding graduation ceremonies tomorrow. BHS's graduation is set for Sunday. Each of them will be at Grossinger Motors Arena.